Imagine you want to talk about the time something happened. Perhaps you want to describe the time you did something important, the night something happened, or the day something took place. In today's Everyday Grammar, we will explore one useful way to describe time, adjective clauses. Let's begin with a few important terms and ideas. Clauses are groups of words that have a subject and a predicate. Clauses can stand alone as sentences, or they can play a part in a larger sentence. Consider this statement.
I love English grammar.
The subject is I, and the predicate is love English grammar. Adjective clauses, also called relative clauses, act like adjectives in a sentence. In other words, these clauses modify or give further information about a noun. Consider this example.
This is the song that I heard last night.
The adjective clause is that I heard last night. It gives more information about the noun song. Adjective clauses have many uses. They can help describe places, reasons, times, and more. In some cases, words such as that, who, where, or when begin adjective clauses. But in other cases, English speakers leave out these words. Let's examine how English speakers use adjective clauses to describe times. There are two common ways that you should know about: noun of time plus nothing, and noun of time plus when. We will look at both of these in greater detail. Our first structure is noun of time plus nothing. In other words, no special term begins the adjective clause. Consider these words by the Monkees.
On the day we fall in love, you and me. On the day we fall in love, you'll see.
In the example, the noun of time is the word day. The adjective clause is we fall in love. We is the subject of the clause, and fall in love is the predicate. Note that there were no special words such as that or when at the beginning of the adjective clause. Let's consider another example. Imagine an American family is running late to a holiday dinner. When they arrive, they find that all of the sweets have already been eaten. They might say,
they had eaten all of the desserts by the time we arrived. Can you believe that?
In our example, the noun of time is the word time. The adjective clause is the words we arrived. Our second structure is noun of time plus when. The word when, a relative adverb, begins the adjective clause. Consider these words from John Anderson.
There was a time when I was alone. I was all right by myself.
In the example, the noun of time is the word time. The word when begins the adjective clause. I is the subject of that clause, and was alone is the predicate. There are not really strict rules about when to use special words to begin adjective clauses. Try listening to Americans speak in films or news reports, and keep note of how these speakers use adjective clauses to describe times. Then try to use those structures when you practice speaking. Let's finish our report with a quiz. Listen to these lines from Chris and Morgan Stapleton.
From the moment you wake me up till you kiss me goodnight, everything that you do, it makes me want more of you.
Can you tell where the noun of time is? Can you tell where the adjective clause is? Write us in the comments section of our website, learningenglish.voanews.com. I'm John Russell.